The Army Corps of Engineers testified before the House of Representatives this morning, and they made a major announcement about coal exports in the Northwest. The Corps will not consider climate change in its review of three proposed coal terminals here in Washington and Oregon. And KOW's EarthFix team has been covering this issue in depth. And EarthFix will be releasing a new documentary in partnership with KCTS9 that's going to air tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Joining us to talk about the breaking news and this new documentary are the EarthFix teammates and reporters, Ashley Hearn and Katie Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Ashley, I want to start out asking about this breaking news with the Army Corps of Engineers. They're in charge of reviewing the environmental impacts of this coal export terminal. They're not going to be considering climate change. How significant is this decision?
It's pretty significant, but keep in mind the Army Corps is becoming a little bit of a whipping boy on this because this is in the absence of a national energy policy that would take into account CO2 emissions from our energy exports. It's kind of, you know, asking a lot of them when they're focused on a very specific review of a terminal to think big picture like this. And so that's what they're saying. It's outside of their regulatory power. That being said, they've also announced that they are not going to even conduct an area-wide impact assessment. And that would what that would mean is that they would take into account that there are three proposed terminals, and that will have impacts on rail traffic around the whole region, as opposed to looking at just the immediate impacts around the terminals themselves. We're talking like 50 yards from where the coal is actually going to be loaded onto the ship, that sort of parameter.
So based on the Corps' record, was this announcement a surprise?
People have been waiting to hear this announcement for some time in the Northwest now. I don't think that it was too much of a surprise. I think it's a major blow for the environmental advocates and politicians like the governor of Washington, the governor of Oregon, who have called for climate change to be worked into the environmental review for these terminals.
So, and a big win for the pro-coal side.
Yep.
What happens next in the review process for these three coal terminals?
The review process has already begun for the Gateway Pacific Terminal. That's the largest one up near Bellingham. That one will continue as it's already started on an individual basis without this, as I said, area-wide component to that assessment or the climate change component. So continue as planned. And then the one for Longview, Washington, or near Longview, Washington, is the second largest. And that is going to get underway with pre-scoping happening now and should be having public hearings in the coming year, so we'll be covering that on EarthFix.
We also had some other news today. There's a report out by a professor at Western Washington University looking at the economic impact potentially of these three coal terminals or a coal terminal here in the Northwest. What can you tell us about that new report?
The new report was commissioned by the Washington Farm Bureau. They are supportive of coal exports, and they're basically saying that coal exports are not getting a fair shake from an economic standpoint in terms of the jobs it will create. The report doesn't have a lot of specifics, but the argument is that when you build this infrastructure to get more coal to the coast, you're actually helping get more grains and other agricultural products to the coast as well for export. That's the argument that report is making.
So you're going to get a chance to dig in and give us a, you know, truth with a capital T, whether or not there will be more jobs created and what the economic impact is going to be?
Yes, and I think the other component is the jobs that are going to struggle, all these businesses that are along the rail lines all around up the I-5 corridor, towns like Mount Vernon, Burlington, Seattle, all the businesses that depend on being able to get back and forth across these train tracks. And that's a tougher one to put an economic figure on. So I'll be interested to look into this jobs question more deeply in the future. Yes.
Ashley Ahern is with us. Also, her EarthFix teammate, Katie Campbell. And we're talking about coal. We're also talking about this new coal documentary that's going to be airing tomorrow night on KCTS 9 at 7:30 p.m. And Katie Campbell, I want to ask you, you worked on this for a while, and you definitely tried to cover both sides of the debate. What are some of the people, or who are some of the people that you interviewed?
Well, we decided specifically to focus on regular people, people who really have something personal at stake here. So one of the people that we highlighted is a longshoreman in Bellingham, Washington, and he hasn't had regular work in the Port of Bellingham for nearly a decade. So he often has to drive as far as Portland, Seattle, Tacoma, even Los Angeles to get a day's work. So this would have a major impact on him, and it could change his life.
I think at the heart of most issues, you can always find money. I'm not going to try and be holy and say that I think it should be built because it's a grand thing to do. I think it should be built because of economic reasons. That's money. Economic for me personally, economically for the community and the state.
And then on the other side, we really tried to take a balanced approach here. And, you know, another person that stands out for me is the 12-year-old Rachel Howell, who has become a bit of an activist on this issue. And her main concern is climate change.
You only have one lifetime. And if you stink it up with coal, and you ruin it, and you make global warming bigger, You'll go away, but the stuff you do won't. And my generation has to deal with the generation that's burning coal, and we didn't do anything wrong, and yet we still have to deal with the problem. And so it's not fair because we are trying to do good, and yet our efforts make no difference because of what older generations are doing.
We're talking to reporters Ashley Ahern and Katie Campbell about the new KCTS 9 documentary in partnership with EarthFix that's going to be airing tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And hearing those two voices, I'm wondering, they're obviously, you know, on opposite sides of this. Do they have anything in common?
You know, I think what they have in common is that they're all very passionate about this issue. And, you know, this is something that people here in the Northwest take very personally. And the other thing that I feel like is that they both really feel like the facts are on their side. And if people would just listen to the facts, that they would be persuaded to come over to the other side. But I really didn't hear people talking about a lot of middle ground, like finding a compromise or finding a way to agree.
What facts they would agree on, for example?
Well, I think they would, you know, the whole aspect of how many, if this is going to help the economy versus is this going to hurt the environment. There's facts on both of those sides, and I think people feel like if you listen to either of those facts, that you'll be convinced.
All right. Ultimately, what was your goal in producing the documentary?
I think the main goal with this, you know, most environment documentaries look at something in the past. They look at decisions we made long ago and track sort of the results of those decisions. With this story, it's all about the future, and it's all about thinking about a decision that is on the horizon and what that decision might have, what kind of impacts that decision might have. So I think our goal with this documentary is to inform the discussion around this issue.
All right. Katie Campbell is part of a team that's producing a new documentary on coal that's airing tomorrow night on KCTS. And Ashley Ahern, last question to you. What are the biggest remaining questions when it comes to the coal export issue here in the Northwest?
I think some of the stories we're going to be following going forward are looking more closely at the economics, as you and I were just talking about. Also, the tribal component here. What if, you know, if the tribes, 57 tribes have come out in opposition or asking for a very full and extensive review of the proposed terminals, what's that? What kind of weight is that going to have going forward? We've just released a story about the CO2 emissions coming from this and the climate change, where climate change plays into this conversation. So we're looking to also be investigating, taking a close look at the consultants who are going to be conducting the environmental impact statement, the review for the proposed Gateway Pacific Terminal. So this is the biggest story on my beat. It's going to be the biggest story on my beat for the coming year, and we'll be watching this process really closely.
All right. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley Hearn's based here at KUOW, and Katie Campbell is with KCTS. They're part of an EarthFix team that's releasing a new documentary that's airing tomorrow night on KCTS 9 starting at 7:30 p.m. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.